Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Welcome in. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
This is the college football big game preview for week number 9.
Okay.
I'm pumped. Play that jam. That's right. Every week, baby. That's the way it goes. You can find more information about us over at winningcureseverything.com. Our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, is right over there. Go hit like or subscribe or whatever it's called on both of those. You can find us on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube right now, go ahead and hit subscribe. We would appreciate that. Leave some comments. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell us what you think about the previews. Tell us who you like to win the games this weekend. Let us know, because we need some help badly, but we'll get into that in the game.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you okay.
I've been a loser for a long time. It's all
right. The show is brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They have got 6 incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. They got great stuff going on down there. Like I said, Tunica, Mississippi, fantastic place to visit. Go check it out. tunicatravel.com. Let's fire into this bad boy. Let's start it off with the horseshoe.
Come on.
Let's go to the shoe. Wisconsin at Ohio State. Ohio State currently a 14.5-point favorite. It's 11 a.m. on Fox. It's the big noon kickoff in Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State 9-1 straight up and 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 meetings with Wisconsin. Ohio State 6-1 against the spread so far this year. They did not cover against Florida Atlantic. They have covered everything ever since. They are rolling right now. Wisconsin got caught last week by Illinois. If you look at the stats, you wouldn't believe it. And they got caught by not taking some chances. Like sometimes when you're the better team, you got to take some risks. You got to go for it instead of settling for 20 and 23-yard field goals, whatever it was. Wisconsin just wasn't ready to play. And I think they might have been looking ahead to this one. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think they were trying to play safe.
I think they were too.
I think that this is not a smart way to do it.
No, not at all. But
and
I think
it cost.
We went to see Ohio State in person in Evanston, Illinois last week.
They're fast.
They're really fast.
But they can be moved.
They can be got on the lines.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin are the kings of doing that.
I'm crazy excited to watch this offensive line against that defensive front. That's all I want to see.
Did you see the time of possession in the Wisconsin-Illinois game?
Well, Wisconsin's going to dominate time of possession in every game they play.
Yeah, I mean, they're number one in the country right now.
Yeah, but I think we talk about Army and Navy and the military academies because of the way they play football, but Wisconsin will hang 40 on you and control the time of possession forever.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
even with Wisconsin's turnovers last week, which eventually led to them losing the ball game, still number 10 in the country in turnover margin. Ohio State is number 4 in that regard. Wisconsin, offensive yards per play, they're number 45 in the country at 6.12. Ohio State, defensive yards per play, is number 2. Ohio State, offensive yards per play, they're number 7. Wisconsin, defensive yards per play, number 1. So on a yards per play basis, these are the two best defenses in the country. And I could not be more excited about this. I mean, it is going to be a lot of fun. Let's go ahead and make some picks here. Like, I'm going Wisconsin to cover. I love that I'm getting more than 2 touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
And I'm guessing you're doing the same thing. Wisconsin to cover, Ohio State to win. You like Wisconsin, don't you?
I'm gonna call the upset.
All right. I'm with you.
I hate myself if it happens and I didn't say it. I know only a dog and a fool return to the vomit over and over again. All right. And walking in front of Ohio State is like walking in front of a train. I get it. I've done it. And it hadn't been great. But, you know,
But sometimes
sometimes when you're dumb, you don't learn.
Yeah. Almost every college football team loses at some point.
And I don't see this Ohio State team losing many games. But if they're not going to go undefeated, I think it's going to be this one.
It could be this one at home where you're comfortable. Where
well,
you're,
not yeah. just at home and comfortable, but you now were all amped up for this coming game. And then now you're like, man, they didn't show up last week. He's got some dogs. They're overrated. Let's start worrying about Penn State.
Yeah.
And that's how you get got.
Now, you're right about that. All right, let's move into game number two. Auburn at LSU. LSU currently an 11-point favorite. It's 2:30 p.m. on CBS at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. LSU has won and covered three of the last four against Auburn. They're 5-0 straight up, 4-1 against the spread, their last five in Baton Rouge. LSU yards per play on offense, number two in the country. I mean, just they can't be stopped right now. Nobody can stop these guys. Auburn defensive yards per play, number 23. Not bad.
Not terrible.
They hadn't played an offense like this.
No, sir.
But Auburn offensive yards per play, number 51. That's 6.04 yards per play, which is crazy. 6.04 yards per play, you know, 4 years ago, I mean, that would have been top 15, top 20 in the country.
Yep.
And they're 51. LSU defensive yards per play. A lot of people wouldn't realize this. Number 14.
Yeah.
Number 14 in the country.
Oh, still not terrible.
Yeah, 4.48.
People give them a lot of crap, man. They talk about this defense like it's trash.
And they're not trash.
They're just not the best defense in the country like they've been in the past.
Exactly. So, I mean, they give up less yards per play than Auburn does.
We went from number one in the country on defense and 80th in offense to number two in offense and 14th in defense. I'll take that swap.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree.
We're top 15 at both.
Auburn number 32 in turnover margin, LSU number 19. So both teams pretty good at taking care of the football and getting some takeaways.
Taking it away.
I think, like, Booby Whitlow is out. Yeah, they looked great against Arkansas last week. There are still deficiencies on this team. I like LSU a lot this week.
Yeah, I do too.
I did, minus 11, I don't think that's near enough points. So I've got them to cover, of course.
I think they win. I think they cover. Last week is the first week that they didn't score 42 points or more. And I don't know that they're going to do it this week. But I'm really hoping they at least match what they put up last week.
I think they could. I think they probably will.
This offense is so much fun to watch right now.
It most certainly is.
And they're saying the right things. You know, yeah. All people asked about this week and a lot of the press conferences I've been watching and stuff when they talked to the coaches and the players was, you know, what about Alabama? What about Alabama? Because they're already seeing this clash. And if we're playing Arkansas, you can ask us about Alabama. But we're playing Auburn. That's a real team.
Yeah.
You can't just overlook them, man. You can't just olay them. You get got. And I like that Joe Burrow is like, we don't overlook this. What are you talking about? Like, this is how you get beat. I mean, he openly said that. We'll get our butts whipped if we overlook them. And I appreciate that because he's been young, and he's been cocky, and I like his swagger, but he's smart enough to know.
He's business when he needs to.
We have a job to do. And while I want to go out and whip their butt, I fully understand if I think I can just walk down there, show up on Saturday, and us just do it, then that's how we're going to get our butt whipped.
Yeah, it ain't that easy.
And I have a strong appreciation for that. And I'll tell you this, that comes from leadership. That's just him. The coaches around him, the people in his life, he's been around this game forever, and I think that all has value.
No, I agree 100%. Let's move into the next one. There's three massive games this week.
I completely agree.
Notre Dame at Michigan. This is a pick'em.
Yep.
A pick'em.
Yep.
Now, Michigan opened up, a 2.5-point favorite, point favorite?
Yes, sir.
And it obviously all swung back. Notre Dame at one point was a 1-point favorite. Then a few sharps came in on that one.
Yep.
It's 6:30 p.m. on ABC. It's in Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. Notre Dame, number one in the country in turnover margin. Michigan is number 112.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, is it back to Michigan minus one?
I just looked it up. It's just one betting place has a Michigan minus one.
And so it's going to swing back and forth between those two fairly regularly, I would imagine.
You're looking for a winner.
the biggest discrepancy that we've got here, Notre Dame's offensive yards per play, they're number 13 in the country, 6.94. Michigan's defensive yards per play, number 16. So you've got that pretty even. The difference here is Notre Dame, with their defensive yards per play, is number 35, so pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. Michigan's offensive yards per play is 5.47. That's number 85 in the country.
Yeah, we know they're all. But see, now, like that, their offense, we need to be able to cut their season in half. Okay? I want to know what their offensive yards per play are in the last, like, three games. Because what they did against Army, what they've done the first part of the year where they look like trash, this looks like a completely different offense.
I mean, it didn't.
Would you agree?
It didn't to start last week.
Well, they finished last week with it.
But they finished.
Okay. How did they finish the game? I don't care. I don't care if you have a couple of three and outs. That happens. Hell, LSU couldn't get it in, you know, in the end zone against Mississippi State for the first, you know, half of the game. And then the wheels came off. So
I think it matters. I think it matters here. I think Notre Dame's offense against Michigan's defense is a really good matchup.
I think it's a great matchup.
I think Notre Dame's defense against Michigan's offense is way slanted towards Notre Dame.
That might be.
And then with the turnover margin the way it is, Notre Dame is number one in the country at getting takeaways and not giving the ball up. And Michigan...
You don't think any of that stuff is ever fluky? And at some point in time, it works itself out in the wash.
It's definitely fluky. But there is something to not being able to hold on to the football.
I agree with that.
And Michigan can't hold on to the football. This is not like interceptions and all that. This is, they get flustered and they just lose the ball. And it has, now they did it much more at the beginning of the season, but it's continuing to happen. And, you know, they're not forcing a lot of takeaways. I love Notre Dame in this spot.
That's the part
it
of the scares game me I think to, eventually will change.
It scares me to
It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
They're going to get the ball taken away at some point in time, and Michigan's going to start getting takeaways. At some point in time, takeaways kind of tend to always even out.
Yeah.
So I don't like looking at all of those stats because I don't know that they matter. You know? I think
Which direction are you leaning in this?
Same direction I lean every time this comes up, and I've been wrong on all of them.
Lean Harbaugh, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see the story that came out today from Football Scoop that Harbaugh is looking for an exit strategy?
Yeah, he's looking.
I mean, you're looking around. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think people have called him, and I think he's taken the call. Yeah. I think somebody got creative with how they're going to write a headline and how they're going to write a story and said he's looking for an exit strategy. But every year he gets calls about the NFL. He's gotten them every year.
Yeah,
not one single offer. First year at Michigan, bad, not good. He still was getting NFL calls.
Yeah, not so, because he was so good in the NFL.
Yes,
like, yeah.
So I think would he take an NFL job? Sure. Would he listen to offers out right now? Absolutely.
Yeah,
but I don't know that has any weight or bearing into this. If Notre Dame goes in there and kicks their butt, Notre Dame earned that win, and it's not Michigan overlooking them and Harbaugh checking out. And if Harbaugh ends up winning the game, then it didn't matter anyway.
Now you got a valid point there.
So
I do want to look up real quick. Let's go on and move into the next game.
Okay.
And this is a big one every year. For whatever reason, it's kind of lost some luster this year. Penn State -6.5 at Michigan State, 2:30 p.m. on ABC. It's at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. And Penn State has not had a lot of success against Michigan State here recently. Go ahead and tell me your leanings on this.
Penn State's too good.
You just think they're too good. See, and
Michigan State's not good enough.
Yeah.
I'll be shocked if Michigan State hangs with them.
Let's see. Like, I know Michigan State has won the last 2 years.
Sure. Okay.
Let's see, and it's really, like, it's a strange thing. That's why I'm wanting to look it up, and I should have looked it up beforehand. But it just seems like, there we go. It is the Land Grant Trophy that is presented to the win. Like, this is a real-time rivalry. And let's see, Michigan State won the last 2 years. Penn State won at home, But as far as playing in East Lansing, Penn State has not won there since 2009. So, just something to toss out there. D'Antonio, like, always seems to have his team ready for Penn State. I don't know what it is.
I think he tries to get his team ready every week.
Well, yeah.
And I think he's a really good coach. But I think he's hurt himself this year because he didn't make any changes at all. And so this is the same team they've had last year. And if they can't beat you on defense, they're not going to beat you.
I was amazed this was under a touchdown. Like, I'm taking Penn State here.
Yes.
But, man, like, I would have felt so much better if this was, like, 7.5 or 7, you know.
Than to take Michigan State.
Like, if I was going to take Michigan State, I'd, like.
Well, yeah, you want as many points as you can get if you want to take the dog.
But, yeah, I got that.
That makes sense.
I got that.
I'm not following the logic.
Well, because if it's under, like, I could see Penn State winning by a touchdown.
Okay.
So, that's my logic. If they win by a touchdown and it's 6.5, that means Penn State covers.
Okay.
So if it's 7 or 7.5.
But as the dog, you always want more points.
I understand that.
And as the favorite, you want it to be as small as possible.
It is.
I'm not. Okay.
No, I'm with you. I'm not. This is. Damn it. It is way too late.
I'm not following logic.
Well,
I guess I am. The logic is perfect.
Yeah, the logic actually worked out really well. Let's move into game number 5. Washington State at Oregon. This is our 5th big game. We picked this over some of the other ones because it's a prime letdown spot for Oregon here. Oregon
might not be a letdown spot either. Mike Leach might come in here and take this thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's been known to do that.
Oregon is a 14-point favorite. It's 9:30 p.m. on ESPN, so you'll get to watch all the other football and then
Pac-12 after dark.
Cozy up at home, Pac-12 after dark in Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon.
What channel is this on?
ESPN.
Good. Thank you.
This is not a picked Pac-12 network game.
Thank you.
So, Washington State is 4-1 straight up, 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 against Oregon. Washington State's offense, like, for all the losing, all the crap that's going on this year, offense still number 4 in the country in yards per play, 7.68 yards. Oregon's defense, though, number 7 in yards per play. They're only giving up 4.28.
Oregon played an offense like this.
No, they have not
even Washington last week.
No, it's night and day different.
Correct.
Completely different. Oregon offensive yards per play number 31 and Washington State's defensive yards per play number 108. So that's where the big problem is. Washington State, if they can't get the ball moving, they can't stop anybody.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oregon's going to score a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know what the over is. I guess I can find out. I have this machine that tells me all this information.
Turnover margin, Washington State's number 41, Oregon number 4.
64.5. That's not enough.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's enough.
That's a, I don't know, it's still kind of a high number.
Okay.
And I tend to trust Oregon's defense. But, I mean, if Oregon Oregon puts up 50 points by themselves.
Who they played?
I mean, okay, you got a point. You got a point. All right, so it's sitting at 14. I'm going to roll with Washington State here because I think with USC coming up next week, they just got done playing Washington. Washington State has not looked great this season. This could be the look ahead. This could be the letdown after the big win at Washington, and you're already gearing up for USC because there's talk about the possibility of game day coming to USC and all this kind of, or coming to that game.
You call it look ahead. I call it the Pac-12. Nobody knows what in the hell they're doing.
I shouldn't even ask you about your pick on any of these Pac-12 dogs.
How well did we do last week?
Did pretty damn well.
How well did we do? I don't even remember.
I know that Cal got the outright win. Arizona State did not cover. Thanks, Herm. I don't remember exactly what else went on.
Keep talking.
Arizona did not cover because USC beat the absolute brakes off of those guys.
UCLA, 1 outright covered. Oregon State, 1 outright covered. Washington did not cover. That game was a 3. Arizona State did not cover.
Colorado did not.
So I went 3-3, but 3 outright wins.
That's not bad.
No. I went 2-4. with two outright wins.
UCLA, Oregon State. Yeah, it was 2-4. But two outright wins and with big money lines.
Monster money line wins.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Worked out okay. Let's move into the rapid fire segment.
I'm going to rapid fire.
Yeah. Like, for real.
No long soliloquies here.
Texas at TCU. Line opened up. Texas plus 2. It is now Texas minus 1. Playing at TCU. We understand Gary Patterson. Thoughts?
My guy, Les Miles, almost got Texas. See, I think that was personal. I said I wasn't going to talk. No. I forgot. That's one of the games we're talking about. My guy, Les Miles. See, he heard all that noise, all you Texas guys talking about me. All that trash. He did everything he could to avenge me personally. I believe that. He couldn't do it. But you know what? Gary Patterson will.
There you go. I swear. I don't know why you do this every week. All right. Let's go to the next one. Oklahoma State at Iowa State. Iowa State a 10.5-point favorite. Iowa State has looked fantastic so far this year. They finally get to come back home. Oklahoma State, they got some problems. Spencer Sanders really looking like a freshman quarterback right now. He looked outstanding to start the season. He gets into conference play. And yes, he has played against some really good teams. So I think that has more to do with it than anything else.
Baylor is not a Big 12 team. Baylor is built to beat Big 12 teams. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Iowa State is a Big 12 team. They are. This defense won't be like that defense.
I don't know if I agree with that. I
love Mike Gundy.
You're taking all of them 10.5, ain't
you? I'm taking all of them.
That's it.
I'll take more if they'll give them to me.
Let's see if you'll take this one.
For Gary.
Boston College at Clemson. Clemson, it opened up 34.5. It is down to, 32.5? 33.5.
It's only dropped 1 point. What are you talking about, man?
Man, I saw it at 32.5 earlier. No, you didn't. So, 33.5, there it is. Well, I mean, on yours is 33.5. Either way, that's a lot of points. Boston College, look, they are still putting up some pretty outstanding offensive numbers.
It's 34.5 at some places.
And that one says it opened 36.5. And
it did. That's what it did.
I guess, it probably opened 36.5 at Circa. I guess.
Because that's where all these lines open at.
Yeah. And not the offshore stuff. But I guess they read it based off that. Either way, Boston College, Clemson. Boston College's offense, even without Brown, has been pretty good. They're still moving the football. I don't know that there's any way that they win the game, especially in Death Valley.
Nope.
But, you know.
It's a stadium.
Like, you're telling me, the other.
Just go to the stadium. It's a beautiful place. It's an incredible game day experience.
Yes, it is. Awesome. I would probably take Boston College here.
All these points, too.
I would be terrified of it. Because Clemson has been making sure that they hit that number. Just saying. Let's jump into Oklahoma at Kansas State. Kansas State loves to slow down football games. I like Chris Klieman. He's hadn't done great, but he has pulled off some wins that people wouldn't expect. They got the win over TCU last week, which neither of us expected that.
That's right.
But Kansas State, pretty good. They're like 23.5-point underdogs here. I don't know if it's enough because I think that Oklahoma has way more speed than they do.
Yeah, completely agree.
But Kansas State got some big hog mollies on the line. Like,
this would be a complete stay away from me.
Yeah, I'm in the same
boat. If you made me take it, I'd take the points. Just because I'm hoping for a close game.
Yeah.
Or just some type of letdown, slowdown. If Jalen tweaked an ankle or something and it's like, all right, let's pull him. Let's sit down. Let's go.
Yeah. So, all right. Moving on. Next one. UCF at Temple. AAC game. A lot of good AAC games every week. This one seems to be the best of this week. Temple got drubbed at SMU last week. They seem to play better at home. Like, I don't know what the difference is, but, I mean, they beat Maryland at home. They beat Memphis at home. They've lost at Buffalo, lost at SMU, and neither of those were even close. UCF getting to travel again. Last time they went and faced a stout defense on the road in the AAC, they lost at Cincinnati. I don't know if Temple's defense is as good or as big as Cincinnati's, but, I mean, this is a prime spot. UCF has given up 10.5 points here.
Yeah, I was shocked at the line. I wouldn't play it either. But, I mean, yeah, I think this is going to be a closer game than that.
I think the same thing. I don't know why you
Temple's a really good football team.
Yeah.
And you're right. They play great at home.
Yeah. And Rod Carey as an underdog is just ridiculous. Like, he was the same thing at Northern Illinois. Let's move on. Duke at North Carolina. This is an interesting spot. The reason I put this on here as an interesting game is because if North Carolina loses this game, they will be 3-5. That's it. Like, for all the talk about Mack Brown and this team coming back and Sam Howell's great and et cetera, et cetera. Like, five losses, I think people would still think that they're pretty good, but man.
Five losses in this conference.
This is a rough spot. Rough spot. They're 4-point favorites over Duke. Now, I said it last week, like, Virginia has Duke's number. Just absolutely does. But David Cutcliffe as an underdog, like, that man's legit. Absolutely legit. Let's close up with this one. South Carolina at Tennessee. Will Muschamp is undefeated against Tennessee. Do you know that?
Yep.
You think it continues? I don't think Tennessee's quarterback is playing.
Then no.
More. I think Garantano.
Then yes, it continues. No, yeah, they don't lose this game.
Yeah. I think I agree. South Carolina is a pretty good football team. Like, a lot of people gave them crap for that North Carolina loss. You know, Bentley breaks his foot. They got to bring in Helinski. Helinski still may not be completely healthy. I don't know if it matters here. I think they can keep the streak going. Excuse so, me.
It's all right. 100%, guys. Sorry about that.
It's all good. I think that's going to wrap it up. That's it for the college football big game previews. Of course, go over to the website, winningcureseverything.com. We've got the gambling picks, or gambling pick'em, football pick'em contest up. So go check that thing out. It's free to sign up. It takes a couple of minutes. Put in your name, email, and pick the 10 games for this week. You can win a prize from Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. Find out more information about their 6 incredible sports books over at tunicatravel.com. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on Facebook, hit that like button. Share the show out with your buddies. Tell everybody about it. If you're listening on the podcast, hit subscribe. Make sure you leave a nice review for us, especially on Apple Podcasts. Dude, that's going to wrap it up. Anything else? Sounds good. All right. We love you guys. We will see you again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.